clothes to live in for the rest of your life, or the ones you love. Call me, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, or look me up on those interwebs at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com.
Winter is in full swing and indoor activities are all the rage.
That's right. We at Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon have what you need to keep yourself busy during these long, cold winter days and nights.
Take all those pictures of your loved ones and favorite memories and turn them into the scrapbook of your dreams.
We at Harjo's have everything for scrapbooking at great prices.
We also have what you're looking for in knitting, sewing, and crochet.
And we carry a full line of painting, drawing, special hobby, and craft supplies. So keep busy this winter with the help of Harjo's Ben Franklin at the light in beautiful downtown Pigeon.
WLEW Sports, tonight's game saw Bad Axe on the road at Cass City. Bad Axe came out firing and they led after one, 14-9. They trailed at halftime. Cassidy came back and outscored Bad Axe 18-11 in the second quarter. Cassidy led at halftime 27-25, 43-35 after three, and then broke wide open. And the final score was 60-42. Had a little bit of error on the scoreboards tonight. So final score, Cassidy 60, Bad Axe 42, an 18-point victory for the Cassidy Redhawks, who now stay in first place in the Greater Thumb West at 6-1. And overall, 6-1, and 11-3 overall. Bad Axe now moves to 0-7 in the league and 3-10 overall on the season. Let's go individual scoring here first for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Austin Termel had 6 points, a three in each half. Matt Kramer had 5 points. Nick Flannery had 2 points. James Canarian, 11 points. Tyler Labor, 7 points. Will Sutton with 2 points, and Tanner Krug with 9 points. A lot of potential from Tanner Krug tonight and in the near future. Overall for free throws, in the first half, they're 1-for-2 for 50%, 0-for-2 in the second half for a total of 1-for-4 for 25% on the night for the Bad Axe Hatchets. For Cass City, Cody Orban had 10 points, all coming in the second half. He had 3 after the third and loaded it in 7 in the fourth. Colin Hartwick did the complete opposite. He had 12 in the first half and 2 in the second half for 14. Jacob Harry, 4 points. Cody Ross with 3. Jacob Hacker missed a free throw. Curtis Dickinson had 3 points. Tristan Kuntz had 2. Eric Churchill win the books with 2 points. And Cole Israelson leading all scorers tonight with 22 points. And it was a perfect 8-for-8 from the free throw line. Cass City from the free throw line was 11-for-14 in the first half, 7-for-13 in the second half, for 18-for-27 overall for 66.6% from the free throw line in their own home gym. John?
The story is of the Bad Axe Hatchets in the fourth quarter, 3-for-18, 16%. I mean, the game was on the line. I mean, they were doing pretty well, 4-for-11 in the third quarter, 36%. And then all of a sudden, you know, nothing dropped. So in the entire second half, 7-for-29, 24% for the entire game, 17-for-56, 30%. Something that I think the Hatchets and Coach Krug, our Coach Quinn, would say that they didn't get to the foul line enough. As far as the Cassidy Redhawks, they were pretty consistent along the way, 30% for the third quarter. For the fourth quarter, they didn't shoot a lot of shots, 14 shots, but they did make 6 of them, 42%. That's when they started to extend and build their lead out to that 17-18-point lead that they won by. Final for them, 19-for-57, 33%. You know, the percentages were fairly comparable between the two teams. It's just a matter that when Bad Axe put the shots up, it just did not drop for them tonight. But that doesn't mean that it can't drop in a future game, like, let's say, districts.
And this is, of course, being at USA this year on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday format. All games being played at USA. March 4th, March 5th, and I believe March 7th, or somewhere along those lines. Don't quote me on that. But, you know, really this game, Bad Axe came out, past couple of times that we've covered Bad Axe, they've came out just very, just cold. It took them nearly 7 minutes to score each game. In this game, they came out, they're leading 9-1 over Cass City. It took Cass City 3 minutes to score.
Cass City was beginning to think that, oh no, what's happening again? You know, they suffered that loss up at Lakers basically because Lakers had a slow whistle, and the Lakers tempoed the game down, shortened up the game. But BadX employed a different strategy, and they were just going after them from day one, and they were hitting the shots early, and they're building a nice lead. Then all of a sudden, Cass City got in gear, and never stopped.
And Cody Orban's 10 points in the second half definitely helps Cass City's case.
Cody Orban can beat you in a lot of ways. Not only is he an excellent sharpshooter, but Cody Orban also is a passer, and his defense is impeccable. So there's a lot of things that he can do that gives opposing teams problems.
Well, let's see here. For Cass City, the next game is at home against Bay City All Saints on Friday. Like we say, they have a 5 straight home games here, actually, for Cass City, including tonight, their first of five. They played their first 13 games, only had 4 games at home. This is their 5th home game on the season. BadX on Friday is home against USA in the Greater Thumb West. USA currently at 3-3 and 6-5 overall on the season. Other games going on tonight, we don't have any updates, unfortunately. Brown City was at Ubley. Memphis was at Sandusky. USA was at Vassar. Reese at Bay City All Saints. And Lakers at Heart Reach in a crossover. Haven't heard any word on those games. Unfortunately, not to pass along to you. John, last thoughts.
Well, you know, I mentioned that districts are coming, and this was a very entertaining game for that reason only. BadX knows that the season isn't exactly going the way they had planned to at the beginning of the year. But, you know, they have a chance, and they can still do some damage. They can make problems for people. And Cass City, they're having a whale of a season. I mean, my golly, 11-3 so far, 4-1 at home, 7-2 on the road. They're going to be dangerous anywhere they go. So, this is an up-and-coming team. They built it for this year. Cole Israelson, 6'8", really had a game tonight. Cody Orban, we've talked about him. And also there's some other kids that had stepped up. Colin Hartwick is just a pleasure to watch. Jacob Perry is really playing really well out there. Cody Ross was really showing some athleticism out there as well. So this is a fun team to watch. Who knows? They've got a lot of upside.
It should be an interesting district, needless to say. Well, the district should be Harbor Beach, USA, Ubley, Cass City, BadX, and Lakers. And really, there are some favorites, obviously, in it, but when it comes down to it, anyone can win at any given night, especially when you play over in USA.
Everybody's 0-0. Forget what happened before.
Don't even think about it.
You just go out there and play the game.
Well, the final score tonight from Cass City 60, BadX 42. Tonight's game presentation was presented to you by Thumb Sailor, the Talk of the Thumb, McVeigh Insurance Agency of BadX, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Thumb, Nice Insurance Agency, or Motor Sales of Carroll, Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler and Pigeon Telephone, Harjo's Ben Franklin, and Main Street Cafe. This game broadcast was a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting. All rights reserved, no reproduction or retransmission or other distributions of the subscriptions or accounts of this game may take place with the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. So the transmission of this broadcast was carried by Thumb Sailor, the Talk of the Thumb. So, final score from Cass City, 60-42. Cass City stays on top in the Greater Thumb West, and all eyes on the championship. 26 days until the tournament starts. Leagues will be decided before that. And your home for high school basketball, as always, WLEW Sports. We'll see you soon.
Your office radio never sounded so good.
Cruise 102.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes.